I think that we were looking to win the game tonight after a very good 3 points at Alfreton on Saturday. No disrespect to Dartford, taking nothing away from them. We were looking with momentum. We were looking to be on the front foot and push on. I thought we started very bright. First 10 or 15 minutes, we opened them up two or three times. I think that Kieran Murter had a great opportunity and didn't hit the target. I think John Goddard had a great opportunity, didn't hit the target. And we started off very, very bright, but we never took those opportunities when we had those in the first 10 or 15 minutes. And from then on, really, as much as we had a lot of possession in the first half, we started to begin to lose our way, huff and puff a little bit. We give a cheap opportunity away from a cheap header to one of their players, and they could have found themselves up at half time. And as much as we were on top, I just felt that we hadn't, apart from also, sorry, the Dean Morgan and the only effort in the first half, what made their goalkeeper work. We didn't do enough in the first half. And as I say, the second half was 2 or 3 minutes old. We were given a cheap free kick away defensively. Got punished from the free kick, 1-0 down. And from then on, really, we're chasing the game. And to be honest, as I say, I couldn't see us equalising. We tried 2 or 3 different formations and got all our subs on, and we've got the break deep into injury time, you know, over the 90 minutes. Yeah, of course we deserve something out of it, but, you know, with the greatest respect, it was an opportunity I felt tonight that we were looking to win the game and push on. But it was a performance tonight which I'm disappointed with. We had just under 1,600 fans here. They got behind us. And, you know, I suppose we take the positive from two games. We've got 4 points out of six, which is positive. But I say a bit mixed really in respect of frustration. Pleased, of course, to get a draw, but on the overall performance on the night, I was disappointed with the way we played.
You forced a lot of corners in the first half, Gary. I think we counted it up to be about 6 corners or so. Dartford's first corner, first real set piece, first chance to threaten the goal in the second half, and the ball's in the back of the net. That's got to be a real sucker punch for you.
Yeah, it is a sucker punch. But, you know, like I say, by the standards we set on Saturday and the way we played Saturday and in front of our own fans tonight, I was expecting... and you do have that time, and you have them things in football that go on like that, but I was expecting a bit more tonight than what we got over the 90 minutes or what we give. Yeah, I think if someone would turn around and said to me before Saturday's game, would you take 4 points out of 6-2 games? It's a solid start, you know, whatever way you look at it. But, you know, as a football manager, when you have a very good result on a Saturday and you come at home first game, you can get greedy and you expect, which you do, and I think the supporters do, and sometimes I'm sure the players do. But I'll say we'll take the point and we'll move on to the home game against Macclesfield on Saturday.
You must have thought it really wasn't going to be your night. And then Johnny on the spot, Jez Sol, bullet header from 5 yards out. Some great work by Dean Morgan. And you could see the delight for yourself and Steve Thompson and the bench when the ball hit the back of the net.
Yeah, it was important for us. As I say, it's the last gasp equaliser and we've got a point out of the game. And, you know, that's an important point for us. It's only 2 games into the season, but it's nice to have them 2 games. And, you know, we set ourselves a little target, which we want to try and achieve over the first 5 games. And, you know, it's another point towards that total or that target over the first 5 games where we want to be.